Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the star two. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. We do ask that when you pose your question, that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Antonio Hernandez with Barclays.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on the results. My question is regarding if there's a way you could quantify the impact from both the logistics exports challenges that you mentioned that you've already overcome, but just to have more light on what was the specific impact, and also what was the positive impact from the better sales mix. Thanks.
Good morning, Antonio. Thank you for your question. This quarter, we had a carryover stock of 750 million reais, which is roughly two EBITDA points. Point two. So our EBITDA was 3.6, but it should have been 5.6. So that would be the estimate for our inventory. It's roughly 15,000 tons, 16,000 tons of beef that stayed back due to the impact on the shippings that we were expecting for this quarter. We believe this situation will become more stable in the third quarter, and that logistics bottleneck should ease throughout the semester.
Our next question comes from Mr. Rob Dickerson with Deutsche Bank.
Great, thank you. I'm actually from Jefferies, but no problem. Just one question for Tim. Obviously, profitability margin in North America was quite impressive in the quarter. I believe it's company high. And realize the drivers, you know, of that margin just off of, you know, essentially cattle supply relative to retail price and demand. We've seen this kind of, you know, flow through over the past year or so, and it looks like the cutout spread is now reemerged to be somewhat, you know, attractive once again. So I heard your comment in the prepared remarks say you'd expect that level of profitability to remain elevated. So the direct question is just how elevated, right? I'm assuming in the back half of this year, it won't be what we saw in Q2, but at the same time, it sounds like it could be a bit higher than we even saw in the back half of the past 2 years. And that's it. Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
Sure. To answer your question, we do expect margins in the second half to be very, very good. They will be above last year's second half. And as we look forward into 2022, we still have the same cyclical cattle supply that'll be in our favor. And the real improvement has been on the demand picture with the food service industry opening back up. Demand has been very good. So as we look down the road, we think 2022, although we don't expect it to be the same as this year in total, but should still be at the high end of the historical range.
All right, super. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Rob Dickerson with Deutsche Bank.
Great, super. Thanks again. And it's Jeffries again. I guess if there are no other questions, me too, I will take the opportunity to just, you know, kind of ask about the investment in Brazil Foods. Obviously, you know, it's somewhat of a material investment. I feel a lot of investor questions on it since it's occurred or since the announcement. So maybe just for, you know, give you the opportunity to, you know, provide a bit more color as to, you know, why Brazil Foods, why now, you know, and kind of how involved on the operating side you might be going forward. Thanks.
Hi, this is Marcus. I'll be taking the question. Buying the BRF shares, as we've said in our announcement, was a passive but strategic investment. They are our largest clients, but there's a lot we can do together that would be strategic for Marfrig. We bought the shares at what we thought to be very interesting prices, and we will be keeping the same strategic position with BRF. We have no intention at all to buy the rest of the shares, paying the 40% premium. So we won't be doing that.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Our next question comes from Mr. Carlos Laboy with HSBC.
Yes, thank you. Just a natural follow-up from the last question. You won't buy, but would you consider a merger still with BRF? And if, or is that also off the table? The other question I had related to Visipec. There were some questions about the legality of Visipec early on, and it sounds like a lot of those issues and questions have been addressed and answered. Do you see any legal issues with how you are now using Visipec and how Visipec may remain a very viable component to cattle tracing in Brazil?
I'll answer the question about the merger with the BRF first. These past 2 years, we looked into a merger, but we didn't go through with it. Now that we've bought the shares and we own 32% of BRF, we thought that would be the best way to invest in the company. So at the moment, the merger between the two companies is not on the table. Hi, Carlos. Visipec has no legal issues at all. It complements the monitoring and tracing system here at Marfrig. It's been implemented and it's had excellent results. So we're actually enhancing the implementation. It's part of Marfrig's traceability platform. What happened in the past was that Visipec's databases were open and you could have access to all sorts of information, and that's no longer the case. But in terms of legality, there are no legal issues, and we're still using it here at Marfrig.
That's great news. Thank you.
Excuse me. This concludes today's question and answer session, and thus concludes Marfrig Global Foods SA conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.